Okay, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Scott Sinclair, the MLA for Lesser Slave Lake. I guess, first of all, Scott, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
No problem, Kyle. It's thanks for having me. I appreciate it, and I'm happy to be here.
Yes, and why don't we, I guess, kind of start with that there. Of course, it's been a few months since the election. You've been officially been the MLA for Lesser Slave Lake for the past little bit now. What's kind of sort of the experience kind of sort of been like for you?
That's a good question. It's been a real whirlwind. I can't even believe it's been 90 days already. I've been extremely busy trying to both attend as many community events as possible, which I think we're somewhere around the 50 mark in the riding, and simultaneously trying to establish relationships inside the legislature. And since I'm not in cabinet, it's very important to me to try and get the cabinet ministers to come and visit and tour our riding. And I'm pretty proud that we've already had six do that, and the premier as well. So I look forward to hopefully having another six or seven before we sit in session here in late October. And with those tours, it just becomes easier for us to hopefully have some really good influence on the decisions that are being made that are best for the people in our riding.
And when it comes to helping the region, of course, right when the election was going on, we saw some communities in the area being affected by some of the fires that affected large chunks of the province. What are kind of some things that you've done to sort of try and help kind of those affected areas in your riding, sort of help them kind of get back on their feet over the past little bit?
Oh, that's a great question. There's a couple major ones that I'm pretty proud to that our government is doing, and one of them is a one-time payment to the Métis settlement of East Prairie and helping them rebuild. When I was there, actually, the chairman Ray, their leader, mentioned that it's the first time he's seen a premier in his community ever. So I think that's pretty excellent. I think the premier has toured all over northern Alberta, so. That says a lot to me, and I know to the other residents, to make us feel like we have a voice and that people are listening. The other one there's a few other ones, but the more pressing one would be the province's wildfire relief efforts in terms of, like, even farmers. We have some programs in place to be able to help them. And on top of, you know, just any regular evacuees that were evacuated away from their communities, we did have quite a bit of relief payments there. But, you know, one of the other things we're looking at now, first we have to get through the existing wildfire summer, and then I'm hoping that I'll be a part of either a committee officially or unofficially, but some of the ridings that are disproportionately affected by wildfires, we're looking to band together and try and look at ways we can examine things for next year and start planning now for next fire season so we can have some of these measures in place.
One task I know that you've kind of been handed recently is being named as the Parliamentary Secretary for Indigenous Policing. What exactly will that sort of role entail for you?
Super honored and grateful that that I was appointed by the Premier, and it means a lot to me. So I'll be reporting directly to the Deputy Premier, Mike Ellis, who's also the Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Services. And what we're doing with the Indigenous policing is there's already some communities, I think we're up to seven existing Indigenous policing communities already in the province, and we're looking to expand on that with the communities that are looking to do so. So what it means is we're not force-feeding any of this. We're listening to communities that are saying, you know, that whether it be the logistics of how far away they are from RCMP, or just what they feel like maybe is a lack of resources in their community, we're going to try supplementing in and filling in the gaps for them. So what I'm really proud of is we're going to work with each community individually to sort of build whatever this looks like around their unique needs. And a good example of that is, the policing needs in Siksika down south would be drastically different than they would be in Big Stone or Woodland Cree or East Prairie. Some of the communities that are more remote are going to have transportation and logistical issues. So for us, it's important as the government to support those communities, listen to them, and have meaningful conversations about how we can hopefully keep their communities safer.
Of course, the next session of the Alberta legislature will get underway starting at the end of October. What will be kind of some of your, I guess, priorities in the legislature for when that kind of gets up and running?
That's another good question. I still have a laundry list of items I'm working on currently for files. We have a really good announcement for the town of Slave Lake here coming up regarding the homeless situation. But I can't reveal any of the details just yet until we have it hammered out. But that was something that has been important to me, and I'm pretty proud of the work we're doing there. But that announcement should come in the not so distant future. But one of the biggest things I ran on was the lack of resources and infrastructure spend in our riding. So Highway 88 is a perfect example. The Clearwater region is supposed to be the most profitable north oil play in North America right now, and the highway is a death trap. So I'm working very hard with Minister Grecian, and he's coming up to do a tour, and I'm confident that we'll be able to not just repair it, but hopefully repair it to standards that make sense nowadays. So the roads don't just need to be paved, they need to be widened, re-engineered. We need some turning lanes, and that's just an easy example, and I know those examples exist all over. I received some pictures on Facebook from other areas in the riding where the plot holes are the size of a sewer grate. So we really need to do a better job, in my opinion, of making sure that Northern Alberta gets a fair share. And I'm a big advocate for transportation, and I feel like if the transportation was measured in a way that was related to the amount of economic impact to the treasury, our roads would be paved with ivory and our schools would be made of gold. So I understand that that's not going to happen, but what I do plan on doing in the next few years is making sure that we have a strong voice, and I look forward to using these relationships and whatever influence I have to make sure that our entire riding is a priority for this government.
And finally, whenever we have a guest here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we just like to throw in a little personal question to kind of show that these politicians are people too. Of course, we are coming up on the fall time here, and some people have different activities for when the weather starts to get a little cooler. What about you? What are some of your go-to sort of fall activities, if you will?
There's two things that people seem to know most about me if they don't know me personally. It's that I'm a big hockey guy, and I'm Indigenous. But my daughters actually are just getting into some of the skating, so we really like to do outdoor skating. The other thing that's coming up is Halloween, and I go way overboard with the Halloween decorations and build really scary haunted houses. I've only been doing it for the last couple of years, but I'm hoping to continue to build off of that. And those are just two of the funner family activities that I like to do. But anything related to hockey, whether it be me watching the Oilers and hopefully we bring home the cup this year, or taking my family out and taking them skating.
Well, we'll let you get to some time for that. Scott Sinclair, the MLA for Lesser Slave Lake, thanks for joining us here today.
I appreciate it, Kyle. Anytime, and thanks again for having me. Have a great day.